Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Emily from Loma, And I'm here with Jonathan and Dan, also in Loma.
And Emily's just pointing at me. This is Jonathan talking. This band, Loma, is sort of started as a collaboration between me and Emily and Dan, because I was on tour with them in my band Shearwater a couple years ago. And we decided we wanted to make a record together, and we made a record together that's just come out on Sub Pop. And we're now going on tour for it. It turned into a full-fledged band. It began as just a curious experiment, and then has become a full-fledged giant rock operation.
Yeah, complete with a killer light show.
That's Dan.
Hi, I'm Dan, also in Loma. And what we have for you now is an hour's worth of music that we were listened to or inspired by during the creation of the album.
It was a large room full of people, all kinds, and they had all arrived at the same building at more or less the same time, and they were all free, and they were all asking themselves the same question: what is behind that curtain?
Oh.
And so you're free. So happy birthday.
This is Emily, Jonathan, and Dan from Loma, and this is my KUTX.
Those won't be buried.
the Silver Apples with Sea Green Serenades. Before that, Laurie Anderson with Born Never Asked. And before that, the main title from the film Alien. These are all songs that we listened to, is all music we listened to while we were making the Loma record. And to me, I think it's because there's such an emphasis on texture in these songs, not just notes, but sounds. What do you guys get from these?
And space.
And space.
And repetition also.
Yeah.
They kind of, the repetition allows the textures to kind of take the foreground when you sort of forget that the song's even happening really, and you get pulled off in these sonic tangents.
Mm. Yeah, they all have a hypnotic kind of quality to them. That Alien score is, I mean, you kind of forget to listen to it if you're watching the movie because it's such a great movie, but the way that they use the, took an orchestra and made them make really bizarre sounds, then used an echo unit on it. It's a really far out score, especially for its time, and I still think it's one of the best ones there is.
And up next, we have Serge Gainsbourg.
Sorry, I remembered about this one, the Manon, that we were using it as an illustration of how we wanted the vocal to be really big in places on the record, and this is about as big as a vocal can be and still somehow be contained within the song.
Manon, 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 tu ne sais sûrement pas, Manon, à quel point je hais ce que tu es. Sinon, Manon, je t'aurais déjà perdu, Manon. Perverse Manon, perfide Manon. Il me faut aimer avec un autre. Je le sais, Manon, cruelle Manon, Manon.
My dear love of my life, Bambi. collide, 'cause I'm afraid to look back in your eyes. I'm terrified you were love of my life. The woman among the tribe, they will be jealous of this lullaby. I'll drink alone in my hotel and cry, 'cause now they know you are love of my life. Bambi, Bambi.
Ah, bam, Bambi.
My dear, my dear, my dear.
Ah, bam, Bambi.
My dear, I want you here.
Ah,
but don't get too near, for there's lions, beware.
Ah, bam,
I was there, we were forever young. I always knew that this day would come. The fork in the road where I cannot run. Between loving many and loving one. I got the wedding invitation, Bambi. I'm happy that he wants to make a family. But I cannot promise I won't run up in the church there screaming your name, Bambi. No one can take you from me, Bambi. No one can take you from me, Bambi. No one can take you from me, Bambi. Bambi, Bambi.
Thanks for listening. This is Loma the Band. I'm Emily, and I'm here with Jonathan and Dan. And
hello.
Howdy.
I want to know how you found that last song, Jonathan.
A friend of mine who had been working on a really awesome story for Time Magazine about a group of women traveling from Cuba up to the United States overland. They went through 10 different countries. She introduced me to that song. And I just, you know, instantly fell in love with that song. It's so the combination of the way they've affected the vibraphone and the
it sounds like an old sample loop or something that they just, and then they put modern drum machines over.
Yeah, and they're just, but it's so effective, and his voice is so good because it seems to sort of like sit somewhere between the two. It's like
it's a really nice production.
Got a great video too, that song.
I haven't seen.
He's running in slow motion to stop a wedding. It's really good.
We gotta watch that.
The next one is one of the songs that we just kind of it was introduced to it by Craig Ross here in Austin a long time ago, and it just has such a wonderfully weird ambience to it, and it just makes me smile every time I hear it.
It's really cute and really scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Like me.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Thank you. teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
What a weird last little chord there.
Every bear that ever there was. Henry Hall and his orchestra with the Teddy Bears Picnic.
We're just rolling right along here. The next one.
I'm a DJ. Another of your DJ Born.
Yeah.
The next one is also a tour favorite of ours. We had this on a playlist, I think, before the tour we were on together. And it just is... I have yet to meet anybody who, when they listen to this song, doesn't break into a ridiculous grin about halfway through it when you realize what's going on in this song. This is Jim Pepper with the Newlyweds Song.
Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, yo, ya, hey, yo, ha. We, ya, hey, yo, ya, hey, yo, ha. We ya ha, ya ha, yo. We ya he, ya he, yo, ya he, yo, ha. We ya he, yo, ya he, yo, ha. We ya ha, we ya ha, yo. Oh yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married, I still love you. I'll get you yet. We are, we are, yo. Oh yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married, I will drive you home in my one-eyed Ford. We are, we are, yo. We are, hey, ya, hey, yo, oh, ya, hey, yo, ha. We are, hey, yo, ya, hey, yo, ha. We are, ha, we are. Yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married, I still love you. I'll get you yet. We are, we are, yo. Oh, yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married, I will drive you home in my one-eyed Ford. We are, we are, yo. We are, ya, hey, ya, hey, yo, oh, ya, hey, yo, ha. We are, yo, ya, hey, yo, oh, ha. We are, ha, we are, ha, yo.
This is Emily, Jonathan, and Dan from Loma, and this is My KUTX. If you miss any of the show or want to see our playlist, you can go to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX. Is so cool.
What do you like about that song?
Probably most the sound of the jump ropes, to be honest.
Just hearing it now in the headphones, I noticed that way more than I ever have on a stereo.
Like, it's so satisfying.
Yeah, you never really get tired of it in there's so many, they just threw so many elements together in that song, the strings and the organ hooks and the, I mean, it's the Mahatela Queens really are the band in that one, which are, who are amazing in their own right.
I mean, and everything about it, separately is amazing. And then combined, it's kind of wild.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, it's an unstoppable song. It's impossible not to feel happy when you're listening to that song, which on tour is kind of a valuable.
Yeah, gotta have those in the reserve.
Yeah, I always feel when we're, you know, you hear that in a playlist before the set or something, and it just like lifts you up before you go on, especially if you're exhausted. So before Malcolm McLaren with Double Dutch there, we had song from the Secret Museum of Mankind by G. Itinaram, probably mispronouncing that, called Soekasari. Something about that singer kind of reminded me of you, Emily. I don't know.
Oh, thank you.
Exactly why. You don't really sound exactly like that, but there's this haunting quality to her voice. I think it was recorded in maybe Indonesia in the, sometime in the 30s. And before that, Jim Pepper with the Newlyweds song from the only Native American garage rock saxophone record ever made, as far as I know. Pepper's Pow Wow. And the next song, Dan, you want to introduce the next one?
Sure. Up next is really one of the best doo-wop songs, I think, maybe at the tail end of that era, or it was a late 60s song, wasn't it? I don't know when exactly.
59.
Oh, okay. So I'm way off. But yeah, so I guess that it would be that sort of the end of the doo-wop.
You can kind of hear doo-wop vanishing in this song, actually. It's sort of disappearing into the cosmos. But we listened to this song partly because there was a song we were working on the record. It's the one that starts the record that Emily played for me, and it reminded me a little bit of this song. And so we went for some of this feel. But this is a song where you kind of hear it in the background a lot, and you rarely spend time really listening to it and appreciating how genuinely weird and wonderful this song is. This is the Flamingos with I Only Have Eyes For You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view, and I only
This is Emily, Jonathan, and Dan from Loma, and this is my KUTX. It's our KUTX.
Hello.
And we're guest DJing this hour. If you miss any of the show or want to see our playlist, you can go to KUTX.org and look for my KUTX.
That was Eddie Okwedi and his Maymores dance band with Happy Survival from the great Lagos Jump Nigeria 70 compilation. It was a song about that was written after the end of the Nigerian Civil War, when a lot of people died, and the song is really about it's that happy survival. It's sort of congratulating people on having lived through it and trying to find a way to go on. But I love the drummer in that song is just my hero. It sounds like he's falling down the stairs through the hole. it sounds like a real struggle. And that guitar is just singing in the background. I love how all those disparate elements in that recording somehow unify, despite the fact that they all seem like they're on different planets. And coming up is a song that was introduced to me by Sadie Powers, by a Georgian singer, as in from the country of Georgia, named Hamlet Gunashvili. And it's a love song. I'm not sure exactly what it's about. It's called Tuase Turpa Kavi. And I encourage you to look up the clip of this song online, because the video of him and his fellow singers singing this is really something else. And he died, I think, in the 80s. He fell out of an apple tree and died. But his voice is absolutely magnificent. And I remember the first time I heard this, it has this quality, but it's so arresting. And what I wanted to make, you know, sort of aspire to make, is the music that has that kind of quality to it. Hamlet Gunashvili with Tuase Turpai Kavi. And this is Jonathan, Emily, and Dan from Loma. We're wrapping up our hour as guest DJs on MyKUTX. And we wanted to let you know that we're going to be playing in Austin at the North Door on the 21st of April. If you've just tuned in and you'd like to hear the rest of this playlist, you can find this full episode online at kutx.org. Just look for MyKUTX and Loma. The last song that we wanted to play for you is, well, Dan, you introduced me to this singer.
Molly Drake? That's Nick Drake's mother, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were listening to that a little bit because Bada Bing reissued her her record, and he had put out some of the Cross-Record stuff. So I don't know enough about the backstory of it. I heard that she just recorded in an attic or something, but I'm not...
You might be thinking of Sybil Bear.
Oh, I'm thinking of Sybil Bear.
Well, but that story might be made up too. We have no information.
Yeah, we're here to perpetuate the mythologies of this.
It's fake news about Molly Drake.
Yeah, fake news.
She was Nick Drake's mom, though, and that whole record of her songs that Bada Bing re-release is just gorgeous, and you can hear where a lot of where his melodic sensibility came from, even though hers is, you know, she has her own sensibility. And this song is called Happiness, and I think we all love music that has multiple energies running through it at the same time, you know, beauty and ugliness and happiness and sadness. This is definitely maybe this one of the saddest songs I've ever heard, even though it's called Happiness. So thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
Have a good one.
Happiness is like a bird with 20 wings. Try to catch him as he flies. Happiness is like a bird that only sings when his head is in the skies. You can try to make him walk beside you. You can say the door is open wide. If you grab at him, woe betide you. I know, because I've tried. Like a butterfly upon an April morning, very quickly taking fright. Happiness is come and gone without a warning. Jack-o'-lantern in the night. I will follow him across the meadow. I will follow him across the hill. And if I can catch him, I will try to bring you. Why, yes, happiness. If I can catch him, I will try.